Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Peak Sky Technologies, ticker PSKY. Today, we're diving deep into this intriguing player in the tech space to uncover what makes it tick, where it's stumbling, and what could drive its future for long-term investors like you. If you're looking to build wealth through smart investments, stick with me as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding Peak Sky Technologies. Let's get started. Overview of Peak Sky Technologies. For those who might not be fully familiar, Peak Sky Technologies operates in the cutting-edge software and cloud solutions industry, nestled within the broader technology sector. They've carved out a niche providing innovative tools for businesses to streamline operations, with a focus on scalable digital infrastructure. Based on their profile, they've got a solid workforce driving their mission, and their market cap reflects a company that's got some weight to throw around in this competitive space. But how are they really performing, and what's the latest buzz? Let's set the stage. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest headlines, Peak Sky has been making waves with some strategic moves that could shape its trajectory. Recent news highlights a bold push into new markets, which has analysts talking about potential growth catalysts. On the flip side, there's been some chatter about operational hiccups that might have caught the attention of cautious investors. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results over the past year. Short-term trends indicate volatility, with a notable uptick in the last month, but a longer-term view over 5 years suggests they've lagged behind some industry peers. Compared to the sector's overall performance, Peak Sky is playing catch-up in certain periods, which raises questions about their consistency. Let's dig deeper into what's driving these numbers and whether this is a hidden gem or a risky bet for your portfolio. SWOT analysis of Peak Sky Technologies. Strengths. First up, Peak Sky boasts a strong revenue base. Looking at their income statements, they've posted consistent top-line growth over recent years, which signals a robust demand for their offerings. For long-term investors, this kind of steady revenue is a green flag. It shows they've got a business model that's resonating. Their gross profit margins are another feather in their cap. The data shows they're keeping a healthy chunk of revenue after costs, which points to operational efficiency. Compared to industry averages, they're holding their own, and that's something to watch if they can sustain it. Free cash flow is looking solid too. Their cash flow statements reveal they're generating decent cash from operations, even after capital expenditures. This gives them flexibility to reinvest in innovation or return value to shareholders, which is music to a long-term investor's ears. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio from the latest metrics suggest good liquidity. They've got enough short-term assets to cover liabilities, which reduces the risk of financial strain in turbulent times, a nice safety net for us as investors. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Peak Sky has some cracks to address. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises a red flag. Too much leverage can weigh down a company if interest rates climb or if growth stalls, and that's something we need to monitor closely. Return on equity, or ROE, isn't as impressive as I'd like. It's below industry benchmarks, meaning they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholders' investments as some competitors. For long-term holders, this could signal inefficiency in capital allocation. Short-term performance volatility is another concern. While the past month showed a nice bump, the 3- and 6-month returns are underwhelming compared to the sector. This inconsistency might spook investors looking for stability. Finally, their net profit margin leaves room for improvement. They're not translating as much revenue into bottom-line gains as they could, which might hint at cost control issues or pricing pressures in their market. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there's plenty of runway for Peak Sky to capitalize on. Their recent push into new geographic regions, as highlighted in the news, could be a game changer. Revenue breakdowns by region show untapped markets contributing more each year, and if they execute well, this could fuel significant growth. Industry trends are in their favor too. The tech sector, especially cloud solutions, is seeing explosive demand as businesses digitize. Peak Sky's focus here positions them to ride this wave, especially if they keep innovating. forward PE ratios suggest the market expects better earnings ahead. While the current valuation isn't dirt cheap, the projected metrics are more attractive than the industry average, hinting at upside if they meet or beat expectations. For us long-term players, this could mean a nice entry point if the story plays out. Lastly, their earnings call transcripts reveal management's focus on R&D and strategic partnerships. They're not sitting still, and these moves could unlock new revenue streams or competitive edges down the line. Threats. But let's not get too cozy. There are real risks lurking. The tech sector is brutally competitive, and PeakSky's industry performance data shows they're not always keeping pace with peers. If they can't differentiate, they risk losing market share to bigger or more agile players. Economic headwinds could hit hard. If businesses cut back on tech spending during a slowdown, PeakSky's revenue could take a hit, especially given their reliance on enterprise clients as seen in product segment data. Their high debt levels amplify this risk. If cash flow tightens, servicing that debt could become a burden, especially with rising interest rates on the horizon. We've got to keep an eye on their balance sheet updates. Finally, recent news points to operational challenges. Whether it's supply chain issues or internal inefficiencies, these hiccups could derail short-term momentum and shake investor confidence if they persist. Insights and broader context. Stepping back for a moment, what does all this mean for you as a long-term investor? PeakSky Technologies is a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, their revenue growth and industry tailwinds paint a picture of a company with serious potential, especially if they nail those expansion plans. On the other hand, the debt burden and inconsistent performance compared to the sector are real hurdles. For those of you with a higher risk tolerance, this could be a stock to watch, especially if forward earnings estimates hold up. But if you're more conservative, you might want to wait for signs of better cost control or debt reduction. Short-term volatility could offer buying opportunities, but always think about where this fits in your broader portfolio strategy. And hey, those earnings call insights? Management sounds ambitious, but execution is everything. Keep your ear to the ground for updates on their R&D and partnerships. Conclusion and closing thoughts. So wrapping up our SWOT analysis of PeakSky Technologies, the outlook for long-term investors is cautiously optimistic. They've got a strong foundation with revenue growth and market opportunities, but the debt and competitive pressures mean this isn't a slam dunk. There's potential here for wealth building if they play their cards right, but it's not without risks. I'd say keep this one on your radar, monitor their balance sheet improvements, and watch how they capitalize on those growth initiatives. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I'm curious to hear if you're bullish or bearish on PeakSky. And don't forget to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our detailed SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Until next time, keep investing smart.